is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up right now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 for free bets. That's SHEPBET100. Sign up now.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only show syndicated statewide, heard on 19 incredible radio stations for the one close to you. Go to thehugeshow.net. Busy afternoon. A lot of conversation about the Red Hot Tigers, who are in Kansas City tonight. Fifth best record in the American League since May 8th. Are we close to talking playoffs? They're 9 out of the wild card. 9 right now. So if you could cut that in half by third week of August, you're 4.5. You're in the conversation. Final 5 weeks of the season. It's getting close. The job AJ Hinch, his team. We got to give them credit. I know I give Hinch credit, but the players and the way they've gelled and compete. Man, the upside. I know we got the NHL draft tonight, and if you missed my conversation with Ben Simon, head coach of the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, we'll have that coming up in about 25 minutes. About the draft, about Stevie Y, wheeling and dealing and stealing this week. So you look at the Wings, and they have 2 first-rounders tonight and a ton of draft picks. Cade Cunningham, I shared Rod Beard's tweet about Cade talking about how much he loved Detroit even before they won the lottery. And the guy just, he's honest. I think the city will embrace him. So we got the Tigers. We got the Wings. The Lions. Oh, did you see Goff has better red zone numbers than Matt Stafford? Oh, I'm sorry to break the news to all of you. How come I sound like Fauci? Oh, I'm sorry. I think Matt needs to mask up. He's in L.A. County now. Oh, yeah. Goff with better red zone numbers. Oh, he shows up at the Tigers game. People are, look at Twitter, look at Facebook, look at people looking inside the numbers and tell me that they're not starting to drift a little towards Goff land. And I don't mean if you're from Boston that you went Goffin. I'm talking Jared Goff. Are we going into the golden era where we could have a run the next 2 to 7 years? It's tough to keep a dynasty now when you get the salary caps and money. But I love it. The bounce back is happening. So you got the Wings draft tonight. Wings, like I said, loaded with picks. Great young talent. And then the Pistons next week will have the overall number one pick. Life is good right now in Detroit. It really is. It's fantastic. Life is really good. Ben Verlander, brother of Justin Verlander, and he's also a Fox baseball analyst, has his Flippin' Bats podcast. Really good at what he's doing in terms of breaking down baseball and also building his brand. We'll have that conversation in a moment. NFL assistant coaches are getting, I don't know, we don't know the official word. Some fired, some, whether it's suspended or not coaching this year because they're refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccination. Cole Popovich, co-offensive line coach with the Patriots, won't be with the team in 2021. That's a little bit different than what you heard out of Minnesota earlier this afternoon with the Vikings. And word there was that Rick Dennison, the Vikings offensive line coach and run game coordinator, is out after refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. So I don't, when you're hearing out or won't coach, are these guys going on the non-paid suspended list? Were they canned? See, these are things that we're not hearing, that if you are getting sat down for the year, will the NFL do that to their star players, right? Will they do that? Well, what message are you sending as a coach or a franchise if you're not going to allow a coach to coach because he won't take the vaccine? Then you have to sit down or cut the star player. But the players have a union. The coaches don't. I delivered a huge opinion on the quick, swift moving news at Oklahoma and Texas in the next 24 to 48 hours. According to CBSSports.com, we'll leave the Big 12 and join the SEC. Now you're hearing the Pac-12 is open to talking to other teams. So could you get the Big 12 and Pac-12 form their own super conference? A week ago, there was that story that Penn State may be willing to leave the Big Ten and join the ACC if Notre Dame leaves their independent status and they become a full-time football member of the ACC. So you get this money race right now with these conferences. And Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC is amazing. It really is. And what will the Big Ten do? Will it be Kansas? Will it be Oklahoma State? Will they shock the world? Are they trying to cut a deal that we have no idea about? It's been a busy afternoon in the world of sports. Now, last Friday, Ben Verlander, who lives on the West Coast, and the brother of Justin Verlander, was set to join us, talk baseball. He had an awesome week in Denver at the MLB All-Star Game, and is at Flippin' Bats Pod with Ben Verlander, is one of the hottest baseball podcasts out there. And we both got caught up in different time zones, and Ben was really cool afterwards, and he joins us right now. I think he's standing by the Meyer guest line from out west. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, great job. How much time did you spend? Was it one season here in West Michigan?
Yeah, I was in West Michigan for one season. I believe it was 2014.
Yeah, I remember when you were here in West Michigan and Ben, the brother of Justin Verlander, but now working for Fox Sports as an MLB analyst and, like I mentioned, host of the Flippin' Bats Pod, and you can follow him at Ben Verlander on Twitter, and I think he's building one of the best baseball brands right now. That's why I reached out to him, wanted to get him on the show. And he loves Ohtani as much as I do in watching that swing. So we'll get to the Tigers in a moment, but tell me about your All-Star week. What was that like?
And it was incredible just being there for the first time, as you know, working it for the first time. It was awesome, and just to be there, you know, I'm fairly young in this industry, and I like to feel like I'm making a difference in a good way. And the game is changing. The game is getting so much more fun and exciting. And you know, I just like to go. And yes, I was working it every day, but just want to bring a younger feel to the game of baseball, and just being there at the All-Star game with all these young, exciting players was truly incredible.
Your love of Shohei Ohtani and a lot of people all around the world, anybody who follows baseball loves that swing. Man, when you had a chance to meet him, that was one of the greatest moments in your baseball life.
Absolutely, man. And it sounds funny to say, I've been around the game of baseball for a long, long time, but getting to meet him was definitely one of the coolest moments. You know, I've been talking about him for a long time since before this season, and I just think what he's trying to do at the time was so cool, and now this year actually doing it, and being the first person to do a bunch of things in over 100 years is just incredible. And I've been talking about him a lot. And to be able to have that moment, to be able to meet him on the field at Coors Field in Denver was certainly something I'll never forget.
Tell you, there are three classic home run swings, and I'm not going to go old school. I'm talking modern era, obviously. Bonds, Griffey Jr. But when you look at Ohtani's swing, why is he different? Why could he hit 70 homers this year or push into the 60s? Why is he a different home run hitter, Ben?
Yeah, you know, I just think the leverage that he creates is unbelievable. You know, you mentioned the iconic swings of Bonds and especially Griffey. When I think of the prettiest left-handed swing I've ever seen, I think King Griffey Jr.
Right.
I just think when I watch Ohtani swing, and I've really, you know, I could go on and on about the actual logistics of it and his baseball swing and what makes him powerful, but I just think he, at the plate, gets so much torque and is so, you know, like, precise with every movement he makes. And I broke down his swing from years past and this year, and I really think he just made a couple, like, fine-tune adjustments that makes him unbelievable and kind of back to the hitter that he was in Japan. I mean, I don't know if you saw it a couple of weeks ago. The video came out of him hitting a ball through the roof of the Tokyo Dome. It's like, how do you even do that?
And one thing about the MLB Home Run Derby, and I was watching it last week when I was on the east side of the state in Midland before the Dow LPGA event, that I think I read, whether it was on your Twitter feed or somebody, does Ohtani take BP before games, or is it limited BP? Because his bat speed is so strong that I didn't think for a home run derby he was the right fit.
Yeah, so that is something that came out, and it said he doesn't take BP on the field. But, you know, I wouldn't say that's common, but there are certainly quite a few players in the major leagues that don't like taking batting practice on the field and instead will just warm up in the cage underneath. But I'm with you. I was kind of worried just because of the nature of his swing and how strong and powerful it is that he wouldn't be able to last very long and that he'd get tired. And who knows? I don't even know if I would have been proven right. He didn't get out of the first round, but he did give us an insanely incredible first round, that's for sure. But you're right, that was definitely my worry, that his swing would just tire him out too quickly, especially being there in Denver.
Yeah, and his hand speed was, I don't think the guy just naturally gifted DNA, how quick he comes through the zone, that he just was. You could see Alonso look like a softball hitter, in a home run derby, and you could see it's different. But I just love him in live game action. I don't know if I've seen a power hitter, and I know Bonds could do it, but a power hitter that big who can just turn and mash a ball with just pure speed. It's amazing to watch.
It's been, you get it, man. It's been truly incredible this year, and that's why I talk about him all the time, because I just want people to realize how special what we're watching is. And, you know, if he was just doing what he's doing as a hitter, I think that's incredible. But for him to go out every sixth day about and throw 100 miles an hour and give you 5-6 innings of one-run ball, like, it's incredible what we're watching. And that's why I've been talking about him so adamantly and so much over the last, you know, X amount of months, because this is special, and I like to. I've always been really good at realizing something in the moment and trying to appreciate it. And I just want people to understand that what we're watching right now out of Shohei Ohtani, we will be talking about to our grandkids and our great grandkids and so on. And it's special. It really is.
Ben Verlander, he's with Fox Sports MLB analyst, brother of Justin Verlander, and on his own building that baseball brand. Flipping Bats Pod with Ben Verlander. He hosts that. Just go to his Twitter feed and you'll see everything in the links at Ben Verlander joining us. Before we get to the Tigers, Otani and talking about him, and I noticed you've had some back and forth with some of the Japanese fans and media. How big is he in Japan?
Well, it's almost like he's the biggest star in the world. And like you said, I've been on a few Japanese news stations, and it's so crazy going on those, because you know they'll ask me questions, and one, it's a different world over there. So you know, I have to wait for the translator, and just being on a Zoom call before I go on these Japanese news shows is incredible. It's awesome. And then they start asking questions about him, and it's almost like they take, you know, a lot of the questions they ask are, how is he as a human being? And, you know, they ask all the questions, but it's almost, he's the biggest star in the world over there and almost over here right now. And all they really want to know is he being nice to people over here? I will never forget it. I was on one news show and they asked me about a certain question, and I said, oh yeah, he's being super nice and polite to people, and he's picking up trash on the field, which is awesome. And they literally on the call went, oh, thank you so much. That's so awesome to hear. So it's like he's their like biggest superstar of all time, and they just want to make sure he's representing the nation well over here. It's really cool, honestly.
Ben Verlander, Flippin' Bats podcast. Follow him on Twitter. It's a great baseball follow at Ben Verlander, joining us on the Meyer guest line here in the Huge Show across Michigan. Futures game, you know, Denver really had an awesome week with the draft, and there's so much Tigers connection to everything, even with Soto pitching in the All-Star game leading up to it. And I'll get to that draft in a moment, but Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, when you talk about star power, and I'm with you, I'm into my 30th year of doing national shows, statewide, local shows all across the country. I went to Lake Michigan Credit Union Ballpark, and I watched Torkelson and Dingler. I've seen Riley Green in person, and I believe all three, and more Torkelson and Green on that side, all three have a chance to be MLB All-Stars. And I'm not one guy to anoint minor leaguers, but they all have the it factor.
I am 100% on board with what you just said. I've been talking about those guys a good bit on my social media, just kind of, you know, a lot of my following is Tigers fans, obviously. My brother played there, and I ended up playing in the organization, so I talk a lot about those guys. And then in Denver, I caught up with both of them. I talked to Torkelson and Riley Green and talked to them for a while and just got to know them and wrote something on them. And they have it, man. They have it. They're both really, really talented, and they're both really, really good people. And at the end of the day, all they really want to do is win. And it's very obvious from the second you talk to them, all they talk about is just getting to the big league, not for any other reason than just to win. And they're both freak athletes, and I'm with you. I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up big league All-Stars.
How far away are the Tigers? I've not accelerated my prediction by too much. What they're doing, 9.5 out of the wild card, I think there's too many teams to jump. I'm not buying that there's a chance. I get everybody can dream. I think next year will be similar to this because you're going to need to get Torkelson, Green, maybe Dingler, some young arms, who knows, maybe even Ty Madden late 2022 in and up for some major league seasoning. So I'm looking at 2023 as a year that they really could contend or win the AL Central. Where are you at on the short and long-term future for the Tigers?
Yeah, I've actually I've moved my timeline up a little bit as well. I'm obviously asked about the Tigers a good bit, and before this season, I was saying they're about 4 years away, in my opinion, and I've changed that big time a lot because of just, you know, you never know. Like AJ Hinch is an incredible manager, and what he did with the Astros was incredible, but they had, you know, you see the talent and you know how talented they are, but honestly, what AJ Hinch is doing this year with the Tigers team currently speaks volume to me about the manager that he is. So I think he's a huge reason they're playing well, and I think he's going to be a huge part of their future. And then you start looking at the guys that are coming, and I'd be lying if I told you that I saw this earlier this year, because I didn't. I knew Torkelson and Green were good, but I didn't know they were this good. It's incredible to watch them, and I honestly don't think they're far away. And the pitching staff, man, the pitching staff is what gets me excited. I think Mize is going to be really good. I think Scoobal is going to be really good. Matt Manning's another young arm that's great. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're a piece or two away and from being really good. So I've actually moved. I'm with you. I actually say 2 years as well. I don't think next year. I keep hearing people this year say, oh, we should add at the trade deadline. No. Absolutely do not get rid of any prospects for this year. I'm with you. I think they're 2 years away from being a really, really good team.
You mentioned your brother Justin. There was some talk when he is on the backside of his career that he might finish with the old English D back in Detroit. Probability of that happening?
Oh, man. You know, it's always talked about, and it's something him and I have continued to talk about over the course of his career. And I know that, you know, he's talked about it in the past and said just how poetic it would be. And it would be. And I would put a pretty good chance on it that he ends up back there at some point in his career. I don't think it's going to be next year or maybe even the year after. And I don't want to put a timeline on it. But I know it's something, and I know the city of Detroit means so much to him. And I know he wants to win so badly there. So it'd be so poetic for it to happen towards the end of his career. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he ends back up there in a few years.
Yeah, maybe he could do a reverse old school Kenny Rogers, like 2006 season when the Tigers are ready in a couple years and he finishes out on top. You never know. That would be the dream scenario. Speaking of Justin, and by the way, Ben Verlander, Flippin' Bats podcast, Fox Sports MLB analyst, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Does he critique you when he sees you on TV, when he reads what you say? Does he give you the big brother breakdown?
Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, as an athlete myself, it's something that I've always wanted, and it's something I learned best with. Like, you know, when I think about playing baseball, I would finish a game, and no matter whether I went 4-for-4 or 0-for-4, I would sit down and I'd analyze how I do. And this industry and what I do now is something where it's hard to do that as yourself. You know, I can look back on things later, but absolutely, the first thing I did with Fox was I hosted the World Series watch party with Nick Swisher, Tino Martinez, and Rick Ankiel. And my brother would watch every single second of every time I was on, and he'd call me immediately after and say, I thought you were great at this. I thought you could get better at this. I thought you did this well. And still to this day, you know, I'll get calls or texts saying, hey, listen to the interview. Really awesome job. And it's just it's never ending feedback, which is exactly what I want. And can never ask for more, but yes, absolutely, he's there on both sides with positive and negative feedback.
Well, Ben, I guess now with your ascension in the business to your podcast, Flippin' Bats podcast, to MLB coverage on Fox, to your All-Star Game Week, I think now when Justin calls you, you can kind of answer when he says, you know, that one interview with Riley Green, you could have been better. You can answer Justin Verlander, your older brother, with this quote: do you know who I am?
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it's funny you say that. My whole life, my brother's 9 years older than me, and I don't think I'm jumping the gun by saying my brother's going to be a Hall of Famer someday, which is incredible to even say. But I've been very, you know, everything I do along the way, I've wanted to create my own path and do my own thing and be successful because of who I am and the person that I am and how I interact with people. And to have this job and, you know, starting off and having my podcast and show be successful in writing. It means the world to me, man. And I know how proud of me he is, but it's funny you say that because it means the world to me to be my own person and successful in my own right.
And there's nothing wrong about living in the shadow of somebody. I remember I was growing up playing baseball. I was the older brother. My brother Bob ended up being a second round pick of the Brewers back in 84. And I didn't mind the shadow because I was so proud of my brother. And it was the flip. I was older. And, you know, he got close to the big leagues when he was in his late 20s, but a lot of injuries. And he has a baseball academy now where he teaches kids here on the west side of Michigan. But I know you're proud of him. And Justin is a Hall of Famer, and it would be awesome for him to end his career in Detroit. But when I reached out to you, it wasn't about, hey, can you get Justin on the show? First thing I told you with my nearly 30 years in the business that you are building a great baseball brand for Ben Verlander right now. And that's not a knock on your brother or anything he's done, but for yourself, you're really building a cool path towards bigger and better things in the media.
I appreciate that a lot, man.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry about the time zone. I know you're out west and we're here, and I figured it was something like that because you've been just buttoned up on follow through and coming on the show, and it's awesome. I hope we stay in touch. I'll keep following Flippin' Bats podcast. I see you have a former Tiger, Nick Castellanos, on your podcast. Follow at Ben Verlander and give my best to Justin. He's now a dad, and it'd be awesome to see him finish in the Motor City.
I will, of course. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad I figured out this time zone thing. I'm still getting used to this West Coast time zone, but I'm glad we figured it out. And thank you so much for having me. I'd love to come back anytime.
Yeah, keep up the great work, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Ben Verlander.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You're going to hear the name Jonathan Scope a lot in the next week or so as the trade deadline approaches. But remember, Tigers general manager Al Avila says he's only going to make a trade if it makes the Tigers better now and in the years ahead. And trading Scope wouldn't accomplish either of those things. Among position players, Scope, along with Robbie Grossman, has been the Tigers' MVP this year. He's made himself into a fine first baseman, and since mid-May, over 60 games, he's hit .330 with power. But beyond the numbers, Scope just shows an incredible awareness of what he has to do in an individual at-bat. Move a runner over, get a runner in, or take aim at the left field seats. Scope is just 29. He's still a fine second baseman, too. And it seems likely the Tigers will not only keep Scope at the deadline, but make a serious move to extend him beyond this year.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rheem dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rheem, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rheem.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, make sure you download it today and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. And we know the best athletes in America are in Tokyo right now getting ready to compete for the gold. And this week, DraftKings has given you 100-to-1 odds on the U.S. just medaling once. That's it. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year in Tokyo. That's 100-to-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins just one medal. That's code HUGE for a limited time only and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store, for the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Let's go talk some Wings and Griffins hockey. Ben Simon is a talented head coach of the Grand Rapids Griffins, a Wings top farm affiliate on the west side of the state. He's standing by on the Meyer guest sign. Welcome back, Benny.
Huge, how are you?
Doing good, man. We'll get to the draft tonight, this weekend, get an update on the Griffins. But Stevie Y going to work this week.
Yeah, it's an exciting night. And anytime there's a big first round tonight, you're excited about a potential big new pick. And then the second through seventh rounds are Saturday. So again, you're going to add hopefully a lot more talent to the organization. So it should be an exciting 2 days here. And then free agency opens up the next week. So the next week to 2 weeks is going to be pretty busy for our management.
And a couple of his first additions, when you look at Nicoletti coming over from the Islanders, who had another great Stanley Cup playoff run, and then Alex Nedeljkovic, the goaltender from the Hurricanes, who some called the best young goaltender in the NHL. And for some reason, the Canes didn't want to pay him his arbitration money, and now he has a new deal, and he'll be competing for the number one goalie in Detroit.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with Nedeljkovic because he was outstanding in Charlotte when he was in the American League in the minors, and he slowly got a little traction under his belt in his NHL career. He hasn't played a ton of games, doesn't have a huge sample size to evaluate, but when you look at the numbers that he put up last year, pretty phenomenal for a young kid to hopefully continue from that point moving forward with Detroit. And then adding Letty, he was in Chicago's organization before when I was in Rockford, so I'm a little bit more familiar with him as well when he was younger coming up. But smart player, good guy. He's just a good team guy, and I think having a guy like that around the Red Wings is going to be beneficial for a lot of the younger players. But solid pickups, solid acquisitions by the Red Wings for sure.
Yeah, before the pandemic, Ben, you and your staff had a chance to work for a little bit with Mo Sider, and there's a lot of talk that with the year he had overseas, that he's ready to start the season in Detroit.
Well, again, he had a great year. We haven't seen him for a while just because they chose to loan him over to Sweden. But from everything I've heard, for the limited viewings I've seen, I watched a couple of his games online. It was clear that he's developed nicely. Is he ready for the NHL? well, training camp will tell, but he's definitely put himself in a great spot to make the Wings out of camp. He looks great. He looks fast. He looks bigger. He looks stronger. He looks confident. He's always had confidence, but his poise and really just kind of swagger on the ice is evident and noticeable, and I hope he comes in and steals a job. And I won't say surprises, because he's not really surprising people. He's really worked hard to put himself in the spot, and I think he's ready for it. So we'll see.
Ben Simon, he does a fantastic job as the Wings' top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins head coach, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Interesting in the protected, unprotected, looking back to this past Wednesday's Seattle Kraken, whatever they call themselves, the expansion draft. Either way, it sounds pretty cool. There were a lot of guys that had played in Grand Rapids, a lot of young guys who, you know, hadn't reached their potential yet, that were left unprotected, and there really seems to be this changing of the guard time right now. When you look at the pickups, when you look at tonight's draft and all their picks, when you look at the protected versus unprotected list, that you're starting to get a vision of where Stevie Y is going with this franchise.
You do, but I mean, you have to protect. There's certain parameters with the protection in the list, and you know who qualifies, who doesn't qualify. You have to look at other, I guess, statistical analysis of what that player has done, what you think that player can do. But when you look at who they protected, and you know, a lot of it has to do with the number of contracts they have that they didn't need to protect guys, because they had a lot of restricted free agents that they didn't necessarily need to protect. So I wouldn't put a lot of stock into who they protected versus didn't protect. But you know, from the flip side, if you're a younger guy like you talked about in Seattle, and you weren't protected, and you do get an opportunity to go to Seattle to an expansion team and maybe get a little bit more kind of traction under your footing and a little bit more of a stronghold on a full-time NHL job and maybe more opportunity in their eyes, that's fantastic for them. So, I mean, we were disappointed we lost Dennis Chalowski, but you know, I talked to Dennis the other day. He was appreciative of his time in Detroit, but he's excited. He's excited about maybe getting a fresh opportunity in Seattle. It's closer to home for him. It's 2 hours from his parents, so he's excited for that. And you know, we'll be hoping that he does well every game he plays, except against Detroit.
Speaking of Detroit Wings, tonight when the NHL draft begins, they have 2 first-round picks, number 6, number 23, 2 second-rounders. They have a third-round pick, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, and also a 6th-round pick in the NHL draft. Stevie Y has talked about just, you know, looking at the best player available. He's not going to target exact positions. So based on the draft, based on what they did last year, based on all the development of all these players, Grand Rapids overseas, what these guys have been doing, how do you think your roster is going to shake up by the time you guys get to training camp in the fall?
Well, you know, some of these prospects that you're going to see drafted tonight and tomorrow night, you're not going to see for a couple of years just because there are rules in place. You have to be a certain age to play in the American League. So we're a couple of years from seeing the kids whose names are going to be heard tonight and tomorrow. But you know, over the last few years, I mean, we've drafted a lot of young players, a lot of good talent, and we're going to start to see that coming through in the next season or two. You know, we could potentially have Lucas Raymond, Jonathan Berggren, you know, Jared McIsaac's another young kid who's going to come in, hopefully ready to go. Seth Barden, another young kid who came in at the end of the year, and you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting some young kids off the top of my head here, but you know, there's starting to be that push of this young youth moving here. But you know, we have to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with some good veteran players that can help these pros develop good habits and do so in a winning environment. You know, we got to make sure these kids are learning how to play the game the right way and how to win. I think winning's a skill, and I think you develop quicker in a winning environment. And I hope it continues like efforts.
Ben Simon, head coach of the Grand Rapids Griffins, the Wings' top farm affiliate. I think I saw on Twitter, I follow the Griffins. They just released their schedule for the upcoming season, so the fans will be back. That's awesome. Ben and his staff, they work hard. He's a good man. Also played at Notre Dame. He's from the Cleveland area. Before I let you go, what do you think of the Indians changing their name from the Indians to the Guardians?
Well, I got a text from my brother this morning, and Brad Dog Thompson, our equipment manager, is a huge Indians fan, and we're both just shaking our heads. The old Cleveland Indians are gone. I don't know. It just seems to me, I don't think it was necessarily, and this is my opinion, it wasn't meant to be offensive or anything, and I'm not going to stir up any political incorrectness or correctness, but I don't know. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, and I just, I'm not sure if I like the guard. It'll have to grow on me, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like the Guardians. I mean, you know, it sounds like a Marvel movie, but so be it. And they're trying to appeal to sell gear. And I agree with you that the name was never put there to be offensive. They did adjust and get away from the Chief Wahoo logo, which I thought was meeting in the middle. But, you know, it's a different society today, and we just move forward. And, Ben, I know you're getting away with the family. And thanks for your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan, and we'll talk hockey soon. Okay?
That sounds good. Stay happy, stay sane.
All right, and also, if Stevie Y invites you golfing and he's over in the area, you have to invite me.
Deal. Except no one invites me to golf because I'm horrible. I'm a horrible golfer.
I've seen you. I'm guessing with 13,223 hours of instruction, you become a 9 handicap.
It's pushing it. I'm a great scramble player, though.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're a legit avid golfer.
Well, I just talked to Dog, and we're getting our foursome in for the Griffins Youth Foundation outing. They moved it to the beautiful and new American Dunes Golf Club end of August. So I was talking with Kaiser and Dog, Brad Thompson, the renowned equipment manager for the Grand Rapids Griffins. So we'll be there for a good cause. Ben, man, enjoy the weekend with your family. My best to all of you, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks, huge. Take care.
No, he's just a good dude. He really is. Ben Simon, head coach of the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you're an automatic winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino, launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, 19 radio stations strong. We're part of the Michigan Sports Network. For the station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Also at thehugeshow.net, you can hear all of our podcasts for free and listen on your schedule all weekend long at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.